There you go. The band is called Skaters with I Want to Dance. And you heard it first right here. Member supported radio, KX93.5. Should I add what's in parentheses as well?
You can if you want.
I can. It's called I Want to Dance, But I Don't Know How.
There you go.
And the band Skaters are here with us right now. How are things?
Oh, pretty excellent.
They're quite all right, really.
Let's start with the obvious question. How are you enjoying the weather?
It's terrible. It's amazing.
It's the worst thing ever.
Laguna Beach is awesome.
In New York.
All right. Well, first of all, congratulations on the new record, Manhattan. It is available right now. Everybody seems to be digging on it. And so far, I guess you just launched the tour. But how was South by Southwest? How were the shows?
Chaotic. There was a lot of them. We did 7 in 3 days or something.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a lot of sessions and stuff like that.
I guess that's what you got to do. You got to go to Austin and book as many venues as you can.
Yeah, just go to Austin and try to lose your voice.
Right?
That's the way to do it.
Be careful, man. You guys got a long road ahead of you. Yeah. And was there a conscious effort to actually start the tour in the UK and then do South by Southwest and then tour the country?
I don't think so. You know, we just get told where to go, and thank God that we got told to come here to Laguna Beach.
Really?
Because it's beautiful.
Because that's a good thing.
This has been like vacation.
That kind of allows you to work on your craft as a musician and let the business side of things for other people, huh?
We were really working on our craft on the beach today, weren't we?
Checking out some of the craft on the beach.
Yeah.
Very crafty beach.
You guys originally from New York, all of you?
I'm from England. These cats are from Boston.
I'm from Australia, mate.
So the inception of the band Skaters, how did that happen? How did you guys find each other?
You know, it's an interesting story. Josh and I met at a party in Los Angeles and kind of had a late night conversation about starting a band. And then I didn't think much of it.
And at that time, you guys were probably both working on different musical projects, I imagine.
Yeah, I was in the escort business. Michael was, I think, working in a pizza shop in Silver Lake.
No.
No?
No, it was in Glendale.
I was going to say a record store in Silver Lake, a coffee shop in Silver Lake. Maybe you were working at a liquor store in Silver Lake.
All right, it was a comic book store in Glendale.
Well, there you go.
I just moved to New York, and then Josh showed up on a day's notice and kind of like forced us into starting the band kind of on one night's notice.
Really, just like that. And flash forward to now, you got it must be the debut full length is available now, right?
That's right.
Cool. You linked up with a pretty high powered record label. How did that happen? And were you guys able to pick and choose what labels you guys wanted to affiliate yourselves with?
I mean, more or less, we were just playing shows all around New York for the most part,
mm-hmm.
and people started coming out, and, you know, we talked to different labels, like, you know, people from different, you know, like indies and majors and whatever, and just kind of, you know, after weighing out options, it seemed like Warner had the most resources for us to do what we wanted to do.
This guy named Adam Herzog came up to us and said, "Hey, kid, you want to make it in the music business?"
Yeah, he had a big cigar in his mouth.
And he had a cigar in his mouth, and he wasn't wearing any pants. And I said, "This guy means business."
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Really?
He was four years younger than us as well.
So did you have?
He's aged 8 years in the last year.
So did you work with the label closely in the studio while writing and recording the new record, or did you have these songs already in your back pocket and kind of remixed and did some things in the studio? Could you like take us through that?
Yeah, we totally recorded from scratch for the record. You know, except for that one song we just played, "I Want to Dance But I Don't Know How." That was recorded at my house, like as part of this EP that we made before we got signed. But,
so those previous songs from the EP, did they make it to the Manhattan record?
Only Schemers and I Want to Dance, But I Don't Know How, I think, are the only ones. Or maybe Fear the Knife.
Well, there was two EPs,
but
basically.
There was two EPs. One came out, one never came out. But for the most part, most of them were new songs. Mm-hmm. But the label really didn't have a lot of... they like kind of let us do our own thing for the most part, like in the studio, which was nice. They chimed in after we had recorded everything. And told us to re-record some stuff.
I've been telling people that you guys have more or less like a punk rock type of sound when you meet people on the street and that you say you're a touring musician and they ask you what sort of music you play. What do you tell them?
Fancy punk.
I say pop music.
Fancy punk pop music.
Did you say fancy punk?
Yeah,
pop?
Fancy punk pop music.
I think you guys would totally fit in with the late 70s CBGB scene coming out of New York. I'm just saying.
I call it flunk.
Flunk?
Yeah.
The thing
fancy
is,
punk.
The thing is that
we used to call it Humblecore, but maybe.
If you say you're a punk band from New York, then like you get these people that like start quizzing you and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll start asking you questions that I don't have all the answers to. But if you say you're a pop band, then they just like leave you alone.
Really? I guess it depends on the day. If you want to really get into a conversation with some random person,
yeah,
and you tell them you're a punk band.
Yeah. Usually you try not to like even entertain those kind of conversations because they don't really go anywhere.
No.
And even if you could tell people what you actually sounded like, they're definitely not privy to those bands.
And no matter what you say, people are going to like
they're going
to
say
expect you to hold up to that in some way, even though it might
or they're just clueless and they'll say, my nephew plays guitar.
Yeah.
Oh man, you got to hear my nephew's band.
I mean, the truth is, we do draw a lot of inspiration from that era that you're talking about.
We're a punk band, man.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
In some respects, you know, there's a lot of other stuff. We all come from a different musical background, sort of. You know.
So yeah, absolutely.
We take from it all.
Again, Skaters live in studio on KX93.5. You guys are playing tonight, not too far from the station. At the Constellation Room, are you familiar with that venue?
Never been.
No.
It is a great room to have a rock show. Yeah, I think that's you guys are going to dig on it for sure. And after that, you're headed straight up the coast. It looks like San Francisco, Portland, Seattle type of thing.
Don't forget L.A.
Don't forget Los Angeles.
Yeah, if anyone wants to come, just send us a tweet. We'll put you on the guest list.
And people could tweet at you. You're
the
at Skaters NYC.
That's
mm-hmm.
the one.
That's the one.
I'm going to retweet
Give us a Twitter and we'll put you on the list.
Give us a second. We're going to Instagram and tweet while this song is playing on the air. Would it be agreeable to play the song Deadbolt?
Yeah, that's agreeable.
I hope so, because that's the only other one that I have in this room right
now.
Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with this particular song, or should we just play it on the radio?
You spin that.
We'll spin it, and we'll spin it real good and more with Skaters in our Pearl Street Studios.
It's about my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
I imagine she was a saint.
She kicked me out of the house.
Let me crash at your house. Instant mother's terror.
there you go. Welcome back to it.
Hey.
Everybody's microphone is on, so be on your best behavior. That is sure. Skaters with Deadbolt. You heard it first on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Tonight, the Constellation Room, and then going up the coast, playing all of the United States. And what were you just talking about off the air?
A place called Slab City.
Yeah. Do you ever go out there and just trip off of nature?
There's not much nature there. It's just rocks.
It's just barren desert, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of damn near close to Joshua Tree, isn't it?
It's yeah. in the right direction, yeah.
Yeah. So we were just saying the community around here has been built up since the 1960s with all the hippies way back in the day, and now it's a very affluent... Still, you know, they support their arts and stuff like that, but pretty soon you were saying Slab City is going to be, like, totally renovated with apartment buildings and big Walmart soon, huh?
Yeah, they got to build on those slabs.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think that place... This is just my own conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But I think... They dropped some kind of nuclear bomb there, like some kind of test bomb, because it was an army base, and they just destroyed everything because they didn't want people to, like live there.
I can see that happen.
And it's not officially part of any county. It's, like, literally no man's land. It's, like, formerly government-owned land. So,
I think that could be a good festival
there. What I'm thinking is aliens. What?
Like a Burning Man. Let's do a skaters festival there.
Oh, you could have thousands of people out there, I imagine, you know?
Lawless.
That could be. You guys should spearhead that that music festival, I think.
Let's get the Hells Angels to do security.
Perfect. This is Skaters in studio on KX93.5. All the merch is online. You guys have vinyl, which I love. And if you have some, I'd love for you to drop one off before you get out of here.
A man is delivering it as we speak.
Just for my own personal collection, you know? There's rad t-shirts. You could buy the record. The record Manhattan is available right now. And what is this? You guys are familiar with the concept of a zine, correct?
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Reminds me of what a PJ Harvey song was it? Or was it the Flagpole Sitta? I want to publish zines and rage against machines.
Oh, yeah.
I digress, but you guys are working on something, not a blog, but it's very DIY. And what is it?
It's a zine, as we just talked about.
What is it?
It's a zine that's made up of, like, a bunch of different artists that we work with and worked for the band in the early days of, like, our conception. And there's illustrations, there's photographers, you know, there's, like, a lot of different stuff in there. And it's basically just showcasing our friends that were about when we started the band in New York. And that's that. And we're on the third issue, which you can buy at our shows.
So you guys are actually actively putting that together, the creative force behind it?
Yeah, it's handmade by us.
Amazing.
Takes a lot of folding.
And the zine, the theme for this current zine was basically our record. So we sent our record to all the artists, and we had them listen to the music while they were either creating what they're making or going out to take photographs.
So what a great concept.
Yeah, so it accompanies the music, essentially.
Yeah. We had a pretty good idea as well for our next music video. Hopefully this might come through and we'll make it. But we're, like, using the artists, like the main artists from the zine, and giving them, like, maybe like 20, 30 seconds of a song and trying to link the story and having each artist, like, write 30 seconds of the video.
Dude,
so,
yeah.
We're just basically trying to, like, expand our scene, not necessarily within music itself, but, like, in a greater way.
So do you, like, market it, like, in a guerrilla fashion? You just have your zine around New York or go out to Brooklyn or something and just leave it places?
No, they cost too much for us to make to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did... There used to be a thing in Brooklyn at the Lorimer train stop called... the zine stand.
Newsstand.
I mean, the newsstand. And our friend ran that place. And that was literally in a subway, you know? So, like, hundreds of thousands of people just walk by this, like, crazy... Which they usually sell, like, chips and sodas and water and mm-hmm. magazines. But they took it over and they made it just all independent zines.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Most people most artists and stuff, they're working on their blogs or their Tumblr. And I think it's so super cool that you guys are doing it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, very old school, very DIY.
It's nice to have something tangible.
So tonight at the Constellation Room, do you have any idea who you guys are playing with or who else you guys are going to be joined with on this rest of this tour?
Yeah, well, it's our tour, but this band Team Spirit
is
joining us on the whole thing.
Cool.
So you kind
of pick them out of a pool of amazing people to choose from?
Yes, just the smallest pool Top-notch talent.
It was just them and the Arctic Monkeys, I believe.
Yeah, we decided not to take
they had a thing,
monkeys.
Apparently.
That's it.
No, no, no. We thought Team Spirit was a better vibe.
Yeah.
There
More
you go.
Rock and roll.
Well, good luck on tour. Again,
Thank you. The website is
skatersnyc.com. You can buy the record, get all the merch. You got a music video, which is on there, which looks really rad as well. And check out the zine, which these guys are working on. Is there anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Skaters quite yet?
No problem. You guys still
are relatively new, but I feel like you've gained a lot of traction on social media, and it's so far so good, right?
The internet, man.
The interwebs.
Would have thought it.
Yeah,
it's a thing. It's We've definitely
got our
thing.
Start on the deep web.
Spreading quickly.
All right, well, have
Not
fun at the Constellation Room this
Thank
evening.
You.
Keep
Thank
us
you.
In the loop musically. We've definitely got one of your songs in rotation. We're playing it every day.
Awesome.
And happy
Thanks
to be on
support.
Board with this project.
Awesome.
All right, you enjoy the beats. Right. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Ryan from Ann, and listen to KX 93.5.